Kellogg, Merritt. Between Elmira, New York, and Canton, Pennsylvania. June 1, 1889. Waterbound between Elmira, New York, and Canton, Pennsylvania, en route to Williamsport, PA. We have had most powerful rains for 3 days, and because of the storm, we are delayed in Buffalo 5 hours. Brother Merritt Kellogg. I was disappointed that Sister Green was not sent for to go to the health retreat. I saw when you and she were conversing that you talked just as all the physicians talk who have received their education from Battle Creek and Ann Arbor. All who have received this education talk the same. Dr. John Kellogg has said to us frequently, "Send us young men to learn to become doctors, and we will do the best we can for them." But these men come out fully fledged allopathists and deeply set against any other manner of practice. Now, my brother, I cannot harmonize this manner of treating the question with the light the Lord has been pleased to give me. I have been shown that there has been a large number of deaths and a greater number of sufferers left upon the earth to drag out a miserable existence under the allopathy practice than under the other methods of treating disease. But, like Sunday keeping, its age and name has stood as the only true scientific method of treating disease. I wish to say that God has shown me that wrong principles are brought in here and acted upon. I know that it is regarded as the only sound method, and everything else is ridiculed and demerited, but this is not my way of regarding the matter by any means. I actually think that you would have done just as well if you had not seen Battle Creek. I am sure that this giving so largely of medicine is not in accordance with the light God has given me, and I have stated this many times. There ought to be far less drugs used, and all who practice as physicians who have received their diplomas from the allopathy institutions do not receive at the same time the right mold after God's order. There is altogether too much strong medicine used. I have been shown that there needed to be a thorough reformation in this matter in the sanitarium at Battle Creek, that lasting harm has been done some who have had medicine dealt out of them. Dr. Kellogg has more discretion and caution, and takes more candid views of the methods of using drugs than his associates. But these associates have received the strong prejudice against methods of using medicines not after the allopathy order, which places them in their practice where they need reforming. They need a decided change in their views in regard to giving medicine. It is in view of the light the Lord has given me that I have not felt clear to work out Dr. Gibbs and let another physician of the allopathy school take his place. For I could not feel that it was the right thing to do to make an idol of this one line, allopathy, because that is established as the most popular. I feel just the same concerning this matter as I have ever felt. Give us good, conscientious working men and women upon hygienic principles, and put out the drugs. In accordance with the light God has given me, we must never cease reforming. My brother, the Lord would have us be right because it is right. I have no special anxiety to establish any kind of allopathy in dealing with drugs, but let them alone. They have killed far more than they have saved life. I know what I am talking about, for this matter has been laid open before me, and I am most thoroughly distressed over it, and over the prejudice existing in regard to the practice of one pathy over another. For all this drugging business is not after God's order. The very least particle that shall be introduced into the system, the better for the one who is being treated. The many, many wrecks made through administering strong medicine have been traced from cause to effect by an infinite power. And the picture presented before me in its true light, I shall never forget. My spirit is stirred within me when I see the efforts made, even among our people, by professional men to cry down and demerit every medical practice in the treatment of disease except the one method of allopathy which they have learned. I cannot, I will not, fall into line with this thing. But I will say in the name of the Lord, let the drugs fall into disuse and practice upon hygienic principles. It is not in God's order to educate the people to depend upon drug medication. Physicians who believe present truth need to make advance moves in reform.
The voice that I heard speak to the physicians was, educate, educate suffering humanity, line upon line, precept upon precept, to reform their health-destroying habits, and, if sick, to depend on the simple remedies that nature provides. Then Sister Green would stand a fair chance at St. Helena on the same platform. I believe her to be a conscientious Christian, and I am glad that she has firmness, that she is not like a ball of putty that can be molded in any way to suit the times. I would not have her come into the rural health retreat to be ignored or to be treated as a novice. I believe she will, if it is understood, give most thorough hygienic treatment. And when I consider, and it is known, that one who is an infidel in sentiment has been admitted for about 1 year, and one whose influence must correspond with her faith, and that a Japanese woman not of our faith would be regarded as favorable for the situation, and Sister Green rejected, I do not like the hearing of this thing at all. And I do not like the principle that underlies these movements. My brother, whatever position you may take, be sure that God is leading and directing you. In medicine, the less of a bad thing that is introduced into the system, the better for health and life. I hope that there will not be the very same spirit working in the rural health retreat that worked in Dr. Burke and Dr. Maxson and wife with its terrible results. God was not in this spirit, neither in the principles that led to the carrying out of such actions. The only safety for any of us is in humility, hiding self in Christ. Our human inventions and ambitious projects must not be a controlling power. God lives and reigns, and we must make him our counselor. Now, my brother, we do not want to move out of the Lord's order, ignoring the light God has given us. I speak in the fear of God, for I honor his holy name. Let God be true, and every man a liar. Now, my brother, I hope you will look to God and trust him implicitly. And I hope that those who have firm, decided principles that will not be swerved from the right will be connected with the health retreat. The prosperity of this institution does not depend upon her standing with the medical fraternity, but her standing in the sight of God. If God sees that the workers are pure men and women, and that they are humble in heart and life, walking in obedience to all of his commandments, he will be its support. His hand will cover the institution as a shield. But if love of position and love of supremacy shall exist there as in the past, he cannot work with such elements. He will turn away his face from them, and he will put his rebuke upon it. My brother, I want you should hide in Jesus, live in him, walk in him, and you will be victor at every step. But if you do not make God your trust, you will yield to temptation and be overcome. But if you keep the fear of God before you, you will be victor. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer. I send this to Elder Loughborough, as I wish him to read it.